So how about the view from Main Street on interest rates? We've got two reports. We begin our coverage in Houston, where people pay close attention to the price of oil. Florian Martin with Houston Public Media reports.
In Houston, there's some concern that an interest rate hike might slow down an economy that's already suffering from low oil prices. Many Houstonians, though, more or less shrug it off.
I don't think it's going to affect me personally, my business, so much.
Jody Wheelis owns a small gift store specializing in local art and other handcraft products. She says an interest rate hike is necessary in the long run, and right now she's not worried about it.
The price of the barrel of oil is affecting me more than the prospective interest rate hike.
Oil prices are on a lot of people's minds here in Houston. According to Texas Alliance of Energy Producers, oil and gas companies have laid off more than 56,000 people since December of last year in Texas alone. And some economists say an interest rate hike could lead to even lower oil prices. That's because it could strengthen the dollar, making crude oil supplies more expensive and reducing the demand for oil further. Downtown Houston, home of 11 Fortune 500 companies, is a busy place around lunchtime, when many of the 140,000 or so people who work here go out to grab something to eat. Among them is Mohammed Khalil, who works in the oil and gas industry. He is a little worried how the rate hike might affect his savings in 401k.
It just depends on how you look at it, to be honest. So for me, yes, it might not be the best thing, but can we avoid it for a long time? That's the question.
It's this realism that keeps many of the Houstonians I talk to from losing sleep over the rate hike. Debbie Schall, who owns a small toy store, perhaps sums it up best.
You can take all these numbers, crunch them to support whatever theory you want. So I'm going to go with the Fed needs to do what the Fed needs to do.
For Here and Now, I'm Florian Martin in Houston.
And in the Research Triangle region of North Carolina, things are booming. And experts there say a rise in the interest rate is not likely to slow things down anytime soon. Leonita Inge from Here and Now contributor WUNC reports.
One of the biggest realty offices in Raleigh, North Carolina, is Fonville Morrissey. And at the company's last sales meeting of the year yesterday, Mark Parker was handing out certificates.
Great job to everyone there. I appreciate all that you guys are doing. Wonderful.
Parker, manager and broker in charge of this office, says business is good. He says people are moving to North Carolina's Research Triangle region in droves because there are good-paying tech jobs here. And he says they all need some place to live.
Right now, we're dealing with a supply and demand. There's not enough supply to reach the demand.
Demolitions, renovations, and new homes are all up in the area over last year. So Parker isn't all that concerned about the Fed's action.
To be honest with you, I don't see that it'll have too much of a negative impact.
In downtown Raleigh, mixed-use construction is on the rise. Mike Walden is an economist at North Carolina State University. His office is in eyeshot of construction. He sees a rise in interest rates as a positive referendum on the economy.
So I don't think this is going to end the boom in the triangle.
That's because last year, the North Carolina labor force grew six times faster than the rest of the country. And economists say that kind of growth can withstand a modest hike in the interest rate. For Here and Now, I'm Leonita Inge in Durham, North Carolina.